The Kenosha Unified School District is implementing new guidelines following controversy over cheerleading awards that objectified students' bodies. But the ACLU, which threatened legal action against the district, says it's not going far enough. Education reporter Emily Files has more.
Kenosha was in the national spotlight after news broke that a Tremper High School cheerleading coach gave students Big Booty and Big Booby awards multiple years in a row. Emma Roth is with the American Civil Liberties Union Women's Rights Project.
So we've been investigating sex discrimination in Kenosha for over a year now and have interviewed many students and families and have found that what happened at the cheerleading ceremony is not an isolated incident.
The ACLU pointed to another recent incident where students in a Bradford High School health class were asked how a woman in a movie could have prevented her sexual assault. Student Haven Eigenberger was in that class.
One of the questions was really victim blaming and stuff, and it shocked me because I hadn't seen anything like that at Bradford before.
The ACLU says the health assignment and cheer awards reflect a school district culture permissive of discrimination against female students. It threatened legal action if the district didn't take steps to change the culture. This week, some of the school district's plans in response to those demands became public. In particular, the district is implementing a new awards policy. Teachers and coaches now are required to get written permission from supervisors when they want to give students awards. Mock awards are prohibited, like those that highlighted cheerleaders' body parts. The district is also holding 3 anti-discrimination trainings for certain staff members, including coaches. The ACLU's Roth says the trainings and awards policy are good first steps, but not comprehensive enough.
We think that they need to commit to greater action moving forward to really eradicate sex discrimination and sexual harassment within the district.
The ACLU says it will continue to monitor developments in Kenosha. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Kenosha School District spokesperson Tanya Rutter sent WUWM a statement saying the district realizes the incidents highlighted by the ACLU are not acceptable and that it is committed to providing a discrimination-free environment. Rutter says the district plans to conduct training for all staff.